week two of high school football, and it's, you know, time flies. I'm telling you, it just flies by. And again, the rundown, Houston's going to host Fayette, Salem at Knob Noster, Kabul at Skyline, Mountain Grove at El Dorado Springs. Willow Springs will go to Marionville, Ava at Stratford, and Thayer will be at Salem, and Liberty will be hosting Adrian. And tonight, the West Plains Zizzers will be hosting Glendale. Remember, there's going to be a tailgate party prior to that. Some T-shirts going to be handed out and other cool stuff as well. Joining me is head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel Wyatt. Top of the morning to you.
Morning, Gary.
Well, last week, week one, you guys got off to a good start. Things looked pretty promising, but it just the wheels fell off a little bit or got a flat or something. Take us through that contest.
Oh, pretty disappointing. One of the most disappointing games I've been involved with. You know, we were up 24-6. You know, things going our way. And Bolivar scores right before half. Gets a two-point conversion. So it's 24-14 at halftime. And then we get the ball to start the third. We get three and out. We give up a sack. And, you know, Bolivar goes down and scores. And, you know, just like that, it's 24-21 game. And then, you know, we go down, get a drive going, drop a ball on a wheel route. Try to kick a field goal. It's just barely wide left from about, you know, it wasn't an easy kick from about 35 yards. And, you know, Bolivar goes down and takes the lead. So, you know, we're down 28-24 to start the fourth. And, you know, then it goes back and forth. You know, both teams scoring 14 points in the fourth quarter. But, you know, anytime you score 38 points, you know, you think you're going to win a ball game. But we had a hard time stopping their rushing attack, especially their speed option. And then we couldn't get a crucial first down there at the end of the game that would have iced it. Just one more first down. We could have won the game, but we punted the ball back to them. And then they go down and score. It was about 50 seconds to go, and, you know, we got no timeouts, and just tough moving the ball to try to get in the scoring position there at the end of the game.
Momentum. I mean, it sounds like, you know, they took the momentum, and they really were able to kind of ride that, and momentum is so huge. You know, I mean, when you get it on your side, it's a great wave to ride, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, momentum's huge, and in athletics in general. And, you know, Bolivar definitely had it. But, you know, credit to our kids. We were on the road there, and we got it back. And, you know, big kickoff return for a touchdown by Lance Norton. And, you know, we got some momentum back there in the fourth quarter. But, you know, we just couldn't get a stop when we needed it, and then a crucial first down when we needed it. You know, football is a game of four or five plays, and you just don't know when those four or five plays are going to come.
Well, in what players do you think really stood out for the Zizzers that you were pleased with?
Well, Briggs Houston had a monster game. You know, I think he had, can't remember if it was seven or eight catches. For about 170 yards, two touchdowns. You know, he's a problem out there for opponents. He's a matchup nightmare. And you know, he caught a couple TD passes that, you know, one was a check that Isaiah made a great ball on a fade, threw it right where only Briggs at 6'6 could go up and get it. And so he had a great game. You know, Isaiah was really accurate early, and, you know, had a beautiful deep post route to Rylan Kinslow for a for a 70-yard touchdown. I mean, just perfectly placed football. So, you know, those three I thought were really solid on the offensive side. And, you know, we've got some things to clean up front. You know, we didn't run the ball as well as I thought we would. So we've got to be better in the run game against Glendale. And but I thought overall, you know, Briggs and Ryland and Isaiah really stood out offensively.
Well, having that threat like that, you know, I mean, it's going to open opportunities for run game, right? I mean, you know, if you're able to strike like that, you got to take advantage of that through the run game.
Yeah, you would think anytime we're having success throwing the ball, mm-hmm. you know, they're going to get another guy out of the box. But, you know, Bolivar did, you know, what they had shown, and they stuck with it. And we missed a couple deep shots on a post route. And, you know, we had another one that was open, but Isaiah's having to run for his life. You know, can't see him when you're doing that. And then, like I said, we had the drop ball. So, you know, it was a combination of things.
Well, and you know, we've talked about it a lot. I think every West Plains Zizzer coach that's been joining me in here have all said the same thing. If you want to really take things to the next level, you got to have depth. You've got to be able to give, you know, the Houstons and you know, players like that a break. And it's something that could come still yet this year, but it's going to take players stepping up, getting experience, gaining trust in the coaches, I guess, would even be a better way to put it. But, you know, finding depth and where the Zizzers at right now as far as finding some more depth to give some of these guys a break.
Well, it's a problem. You know, and that was one of the key factors in contributing to our loss against Bolivar. You know, we've got about 8 two-way players. I mean, that's class 1 and class 2 football.
You're fine with that in the SCA. You know, you can compete in the SCA, but
yeah, because your opponents are in the same boat.
Right.
Well, here they're not. I think Bolivar had 5 two-way starters, which that's probably the second most behind us. You know, when we play Glendale tonight, they've got one guy that plays both ways. It's a receiver DB, and then he's going to get rests when he's on defense, and they're going to rotate in another corner. So, you know, when you watch the Glendale game against Waynesville, when the Glendale offense takes the field, you know, you see 11 Glendale defensive players huddled around a big TV. So
that's huge, isn't it? I mean, you're able to coach and work with them, say, here's where you're getting beat. Here's what they're trying to do.
No, we can't even do that because, you know, Coach Dixon wants to talk to a linebacker or a player. Well, he's out there on offense. I want to talk to an offensive player, and he's out there on defense. So, you know, it really affects the way the game is played. And, you know, it's not a good situation for us right now, but we knew it was coming. But we've just got to, you know, build up these sophomores, which some more sophomores are going to play tonight.
Well, and, you know, you talked about your timeouts, and when you have that many two-way players, you don't have enough timeouts because that's the only way you've got to correct or talk to a player. And, I mean, you do what you got to do. You're going to use timeout, but, I mean, you would probably much rather use the timeouts to extend the game to benefit your team, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, they were, you know, first 4 weeks with the, you know, the Mission rule of, you know, getting your extra timeouts. Still, I mean, we, you know, we were just gassed, and we did all the things We took all the precautionary measures of what you're supposed to do: hydrate, bananas and pickle juice and coconut water and conditioning. You do all that, and then, you know, it still hits you.
Well, maybe an indoor practice facility.
Yeah, we know that ain't coming.
that would be a nice addition. But so, still yet, your offense was able to put points up, and critiquing everything, shored up the defense a little bit, because in the Ozark Conference, there's balance. In other conferences, teams, they're just going to run it. Or, they're a spread team. They're going to throw it all over the place. But you're battling your defense. You're battling the whole gamut of what a football team could do: run, pass, option. And now tonight, though, they may run it 10, 15 times.
Yeah, and those are going to be quarterback runs. When they're in an empty formation. Those are going to what people in the stands are going to, refer to as a quarterback draw. Maybe down around the goal line, they're going to bring in their big Tennessee commit, the big D end, Kellen Lindstrom, and he's going to be a lead blocker for the quarterback. But, for the majority of the time, they're going to be in five wide, and, they're going to throw it all over the place, and depending on who's back there at quarterback, because they've got a couple options and even a third option if the Kickapoo transfer is eligible. But those design quarterback runs are really dangerous when they've got the Dieters kid back there. He's a wide receiver last year playing quarterback, so he's really dangerous with his feet as well as his arm.
Is it a tight situation where you got to be defensively, if you over pursue, you're hosed, right?
Yeah, you got to be gap sound, and you got to have your eyes right when you're an outside linebacker or a DB. And of course, Alex in the middle, you got to have your eyes right. You can't get caught just watching your receiver. If we're in zone coverage, you've got to get your eyes in the backfield. And not only that, get your eyes on the receivers and see what's coming at you, if it's a crossing route or, if he's coming into your area. So, and Coach Dixon preaches that a lot. You better have your eyes right.
Well, it is going to be coming your way. Kickoff tonight, 7 p.m. And 55 degrees is going to feel a lot better. Well, probably kickoff, it's going to be down around 70. That's going to feel a lot better than 94, isn't it?
A lot better. Last week was, it took its toll on us. We got home at 2:30.
Oh, man.
Which means the coaches get home at 3:30. And this long, long week in general, practicing from 6:30 to 9. So it was a long week for those kids and the coaches.
Have you ever had – is that the hottest Friday nighter you've had? I mean, 35 years – that I can't think of a hotter, kickoff.
It may have been, yeah. It may have been the hottest one.
Crazy. Hey, folks, again, you can catch the West Plains Zizzers on Hot Country KDY 102.5 live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com, who stepped up and fed these Zizzer boys your Thursday night team meal.
Well, I think I mentioned that.
It's the parents again, the moms.
It was the Briggs Houston clan and my mother-in-law and Bethany Hamby and Kim Parrish, and that was last Thursday. And then today, this afternoon, I should say, our pregame meal is going to be provided by the Cobb family. So we really thank them, and we're appreciative of what they're doing for us.
And, also we'll take this moment for, I outside people really don't understand what it is to be a coach or, to follow a football team around. So, for the the moms and the dads and the wives that are associated with players and coaches. It's a tough road when it comes football season because your focus is all about football and getting better each week, but yet they're right there by your side. They stand tall with you, and you know they understand. They feel the loss as much as you do, and sometimes they don't get mentioned enough out there.
Yeah, we have a sign in our house that says we interrupt this marriage for the start of football season. And there's a lot of truth in that. You know, it's just a different, it's a
different animal.
It's a different way of life.
Yeah.
And those coaches' wives, there's a special place in heaven for those people because it really is a different lifestyle. And you know, there's a lot of weeks that go by where, you know, we're not spending much time with each other. And but at the same time, like you said, when we lose the game, they lose the game as well. So it can be a rough go.
Everybody, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel White. Thanks for stopping by, man, and we'll catch you next week.
Thanks, Gary.
We got some